Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello. We're going through our entrepreneur A to Z topics, and we're on the letter L. And our word or phrase for this episode is landing page. Landing page, or the home page that is on your website. When it comes to the landing page or the home page, think of this as your front door, your billboard, your showroom, the window when people are passing by and window shopping. This is how people will know you and recognize you and determine in a split second whether they're going to go any further, if they're going to click, if they're going to hover, if they're ever going to make it to the other pages and tabs within your website. So, needless to say, if you probably have gathered, it's a very important page. And sometimes you don't need to go any further than the landing page. Everything they need to know is right there based on the landing page. Because bear in mind, people have extremely short attention spans. Our world has created an environment where people get distracted super easy. Secondly, keep in mind that a lot of people are looking at this landing page from their cell phones. So just a very small snippet. Either it's got to catch their attention. If not, there's something else that will catch their attention. And it's very much based on how much we scroll through our different social media. Think about Instagram. Think about Twitter. Think about all of the different social media and how we only spend a split second reading the big caption. And it really has to catch our attention before we even click the more button to read the whole first one or two sentences. So one of the things that I advise is think about your own habits. And especially if you are someone that is familiar and used to using social media. However, I've met a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs that say, I don't use social media. I've used it and I've quit, or just don't have time for it, don't have an interest for it. I don't even shop online. Interesting enough, however, a lot of these entrepreneurs are trying to build businesses where their customers are online. So to those, I say, you have a lot of homework to do. You have to step out of your habits because you're not your own target market. And that may sound weird, but it's also can be a little bit dangerous because I hear people be very dismissive of social media or online presence, online self, because of what they don't do. But again, that's dangerous, especially if that is your target market. If you're not planning on having a brick and mortar, and even if you have a brick and mortar that doesn't have a lot of heavy traffic, you've got to go get people in a different way. And the world of marketing is very much digital. Sending flyers and postcards through the mail, we're not doing that. And you are not seeing the results. So understand your customer, study your customer, get to know your customer, and understand that you are not your typical customer. That's the most important thing to do up front. Furthermore, your landing page should be very clear in a call to action. What is it that you want or need that person to do, and to what decision do you need them to make in a split second regarding your landing page? Is it click on a link, jump to an email, respond to an offer? And when I say email, provide their email address. What is it that you want them to do? Or even maybe even click and go to your social media or to like something, react to something, or to call a number, to place an order. What is it that if you had your way, and keep in mind, an important thing to do is to measure how effective your landing page is in that call to action. If for every 100 people that come to your page, one or two are clicking or leaving their email, that's an effective campaign, just off the top of my head. But if you find that what your target goal is not occurring, then change it. Change it quickly. Change it as often as you need to until you hit that sweet spot where you're starting to get the activity that you need. What that means is that you've got to monitor that landing page. You've got to have ways to measure the metrics. This should be something that you set in your routine, just like you get up in the morning and drink a cup of coffee or do your morning exercise. Whatever is part of your routine, checking the activity on your landing page is so important. So I'll leave you with this. A good landing page needs to have strong headlines, eye-catching images and media, even videos, something people like that, something interactive, engaging copy, something that they can click on or follow up on or submit their email address, a unique selling proposition. Testimonials are great on a landing page. Social proof, so all of your social media accounts so that they can continue to follow you. And then last, it should have a conversion goal. What do you want? Again, that's what you know, what is that target action that you want that will help you measure if your landing page is successful? Hope these tips were helpful, and thank you for listening. Bye for now.